PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. A missing radioactive pin that some believed was connected to the drones hovering around New Jersey skies has been found. The State Department of Environmental Protection said a small pin used at a cancer center in Newfield was located inside a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. According to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the small pin was lost in transit on December 2nd and has now made it to its intended destination in Knoxville. We hear a lot about businesses closing their doors in New Jersey, but there are also many that want to move in. Jason Pearson, head of Pearson Commercial Real Estate in Marlboro, says routine stores aren't the only option. Services are also in demand.
Whether that be medical, dental, insurance companies, you know, there's also the entertainment aspect of retail.
He says you don't have to fear a future of endless dormant buildings. A location closure is just an opportunity for someone else. And authorities are releasing the identities of most of the six people killed in a fiery crash in Newark that claimed the lives of two beloved high school football coaches from Jersey City.
The Essex County Prosecutor's Office says Lamar McKnight, the head football coach at Hudson Catholic Regional High School, was driving a Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat that went off the road near the Route 1 and 9 southbound on-ramp off Raymond Boulevard on December 6. The car went airborne, smashed into a support column for the Pulaski Skyway, and burst into flames. The 31-year-old was killed along with 41-year-old assistant coach Brad Cunningham. McKnight's brother, 29-year-old Daryl McKnight, 22-year-old Darnell Carr, and 31-year-old Veronica Bailey, all of Jersey City. DNA results are pending on the sixth victim. An investigation continues. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we in for any rain? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, periods of rain through the evening, and that'll end by around or shortly after midnight. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s. We'll dry things out with some sunshine tomorrow. It'll be a brisk and chillier day, highs in the mid 40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be close to 30. And cloudy into Friday with a couple of rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs will be near 40. Might be some snow showers, even a period of snow in some areas into Friday night. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And we're looking at 41 degrees in Belvedere, 46 degrees in Old Bridge, 47 degrees Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.